Last year it was drought farmers had to deal with. This year many had their fields flooded during an extremely wet spring. Bob Olson is the director of the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association. He says things got off to a bad start this year with 6 weeks of almost constant rain beginning in early May.
We had 25 inches of rain in some parts of the state, 30 inches of rain. That's what we normally get in a year, and that's why the crop is in trouble.
And the cool and cloudy weather of the past few weeks has slowed growth. Dave Fisher is a UW Extension crop and soils agent.
We have a lot of fields in the state that have yet to pollinate.
He says the most recent predictions for the harvest show only 16% of the state's crop in an excellent condition, and almost half ranked as poor to fair. Much of the state's corn is grown to feed pigs and cows, so a poor harvest will force many farmers to buy feed for their animals. Bob Olson says some farmers could take a serious financial hit.
If you've had a crop that's really going to be late and low quality and therefore low value, coupled with low yield, it's going to be a lot less income for some folks. You know, it just doesn't look like a very good fall coming. And I say that as an optimist. I always tell people that pessimists don't put seed corn in the ground.
Olson adds that optimism paid off for some corn farmers this year. In the hillier western part of the state, where the heavy rains drained off the fields more quickly, the harvest is expected to be good. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.